You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today we're going to talk about, this is going to be very meta, by the way, podcasting, but not in the way that you may be thinking. So I'm about to engage in my 170-something conversation. Maybe that's the right word. That's not a word, but I've had the pleasure of hosting more than 170 guests on this show. Prior to this, I had almost 400 conversations with people when I had my wine-focused podcast, which no longer exists, I'm sorry to say. But over those years of having great conversations with people, I've met some fascinating people. I've even gotten referrals from and gotten to work with several of the people I've had as guests on my show and on shows I've been a guest on. Well, we're going to dive into this subject, which if you're a regular listener, you know that we've covered before a little bit, but I've asked today's guest if we can actually pull back the curtain and talk about what happens behind the scenes when it comes to building relationships through podcasting. So to help me out with this conversation, I'm thrilled to welcome Michelle Abraham. Michelle, welcome.
Hey, David, thank you so much for having me here today. I'm excited to be here.
Indeed, indeed. So this is the world that you live in. You are currently managing with your team hundreds of podcasts and helping guide your clients through how to use this medium to build on the business that they already have, which is not necessarily podcasting, but something else. And so I wonder if we could start there and sort of talk about what it is that you do, and then we'll do that pulling back of the curtain that I promised.
Sure. Sounds good, David. Well, just to kind of share with your listeners, I started in the podcasting space in like 2012, I think, when like I had a really hard time telling people like, hey, like what podcasts do you guys listen to? And they're like, what the heck's a podcast? Yep. And so podcasting has come a long way. And working with entrepreneurs, I've seen the podcasting space shift from like starting a podcast in 2011 or 12 or 13, and you get thousands of downloads right away. And now fast forward to 2023, that's just not really the case anymore. So what we've discovered in our business, helping launch over 400 shows, we manage hundreds of shows, as you mentioned, every week. What we've seen to be the really success model for our entrepreneurs out there, we have all these big media companies now involved in podcasting and sponsorship and stuff, that's not really the route that most of our shows go through. And our entrepreneurs want to start a show so that they can share their brilliance, the audience, take the audience on a journey with them and into a topic that they love. And so where we feel like the best way that we've kind of like shifted how we teach our entrepreneurs about podcasting is really using the power of the podcast to leverage relationships and use the podcast to open doors and to people in conversations that you never would have been able to otherwise without a podcast.
I love that there's this, you know, lack of awareness just a decade ago of podcasting. I was thinking back to the first podcast that I listened to regularly, and there was a wine podcast that I can't remember the name of at the moment, but I also listened to a podcast that I think everybody in the podcasting world these days, well, there's too many people in the podcasting world, but a lot of people likely know, and that's Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income, which started back in around like 2009. And so I listened to podcasts back then, and I think I probably had a similar experience where I was like, hey, I just downloaded this. It's like a radio show, but I couldn't quite describe it. What you are currently doing though, back then, I think was very common, in terms of building relationships around a different medium. And that was co-authoring books. I don't know if you know that world, but I remember somebody approached me a decade ago and said, you know, hey, I'd like you to contribute a chapter in a book. And you don't even have to write anything. I'll just ask you a bunch of questions and then we'll put your answers in the book. And I think to a certain extent, you know, the accessibility of podcasting has probably caught up and made it a lot easier for us to leverage that kind of relationship building.
See, I've been involved in a lot of co-authoring books. And in fact, we're doing one on the back of a summit coming up in the next few months. And what we're doing with the summit, the interviews are being turned into a book, but also then published as a podcast. So we're just, you know, amplifying that content out there.
So, okay, I want to dive into the mechanics of this because, as I said, we've covered the concept before on the show, and if listeners, you know, haven't heard those episodes, I'll try to remember. I likely won't, to leave links back to those episodes in the show notes. Don't you hate that when you promise something on the air that that something's going to be in the show notes and then you go over and you don't find it? Oh, anyway. Yeah. But I want to talk a little bit about sort of the actual technique of relationship building, and I'm sure that there's a lot of different scenarios here of how that happens, and I wonder if you can walk us through a few of them.
Sure. So, you know, I'd love to give this example of a client of ours that's doing this really, really well. Her name's Amy Riley. She's got a show called Courage of the Leader. And her goal is to obviously speak into corporations and coach in corporations. So she set up a podcast that's all about leadership. So she can now invite the CEOs of the organizations she wants to speak in front of onto the show, and they can have a peer-to-peer, colleague-to-colleague kind of conversation about leadership. And so during that conversation, naturally certain things, you know, come up in the conversation. And after the interview's over, it opens the door for another conversation. You know, you could say, she would say, you know, thank you, David. That was a fantastic interview. Through our conversation, I heard you say XYZ about your organization. Is there an opportunity for us to have a further conversation about that or to book something where I can come in and speak into your leadership team about XYZ issue they were having? So it's sometimes the conversation that you have during the episode leads to the post recording a conversation and open some doors that way.
That's an interesting technique that I've heard. And here's the question that I have is, do you during the conversation set things up to prompt somebody to actually say something that you're then going to be able to pick up on, or is it just opportunistic?
I think it could be either one. I know for my show, Amplify You, I have a behind the mic interview where the purpose of that one is to interview podcasters all about their podcasting journey. And I specifically ask if we're interviewing someone that we haven't worked with and didn't launch their show, I'm specifically asking them, what do you love about your podcast? What do you not like about your podcast? What do you wish was different? And those questions are specifically then allowing me to open the door for a further conversation. Hey, I heard you don't like show notes. You know, we can support you with that if you want. And for my show, it's a very casual, like, hey, we can support you with that if you want. It's not like, okay, this is a sales conversation that's happening and like, I want to convert this person right here. No, it's more just a conversation for us to like further that relationship in another way if they would like. And so for my particular podcast, that's how I run it. But one of the first things, which I think this is might be interesting for your listeners to hear, one of the very first things I do after the interview is over is I say, David, that was an awesome interview. You're a great guest. Can I give you a testimonial? And so I actually do a testimonial for the guests right there after the show, and we record the testimonial right there. And then oftentimes they say, thanks, Michelle. That's great. Can I give you one? Sure. Well, let's record another one right here. So now I'm getting testimonials as well. And so we just started this a few months ago, and I have to, you know, credit one of our clients, Elaine Starling, for coming up with this idea because it's brilliant. And I love that. Then we can give them something to take away from the interview that is us. And it's a genuine testimony of having a great guest on this show, or if we worked with them or if we have another part of a relationship with them, we can include that in the testimonial. But I really like that because then they're leaving with something of value too.
So there's a couple of things I want to unpack there because I've said on previous episodes, I am trying to be really efficient with my podcast. So I hit record, I record it, and I stop the episode so that I have as little editing to do as possible. This is, by the way, probably the first episode that I'm going to have to edit in a very long time because there's time delays between you and me speaking, which I'm picking up on. But often I'll stop the recording and then the guest will say something kind about my interview style or that it's, you know, that they've really enjoyed it. And I think, well, gosh, if only I had gotten that recorded, but for efficiency's sake, I don't want to. So I love the fact that you then, you know, bring up the offer to provide a testimonial. And then there's that second piece, which is the reciprocity, right? Oh gosh, well, maybe I could do that for you too. And here's the biggest takeaway of everything that I heard from you, which is the idea didn't come from you, the service provider, but from a member of your community. And that just speaks to the benefit of having a community of a whole bunch of shows, because you're probably learning from all of those different shows, things that you can then apply to other clients.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely correct. Our clients, like watching them grow and watching a show like take off like skyrockets, and then another one struggle, and then another one like kind of like get their footing and find something that is really cool. It's amazing because we can take and extrapolate from all of our clients' experiences, and it just helps us formulate what we're teaching and how we're teaching. And we are constantly evolving it because you know how fast the podcasting space moves. Like you mentioned before, like one of the first shows I ever listened to was Jamie Tardy's Eventual Millionaire. And she went on to coach John Lee Dumas to launch Entrepreneur on Fire. And you know, some of the strategies and tips that they had really great success with back then don't work anymore for our entrepreneurs launching now. So coming up with the things that are working right now, I think is really, really key. And so I also had the same experience as you, where after the interview would happen, they say all these great things. I'm like, why are we not recording still? Shoot. And it's like the behind the scenes things that happen, that's where the real magic happens and the relationships really get built, is in that connection piece afterwards. And so instead of like just letting the recording run along, that's why I thought this was a great idea to do a testimonial afterwards, because that way we can press record again and then I can just keep it recording for a little while.
Yeah, I love that. All right. Well, clearly there's a lot of really great ideas. There's gold in your community members. I'm curious to hear what else has come out of your community that you've now applied to some of the other shows.
Oh yeah. I can give you a couple of really great ones. One of our clients, Emily, she had this podcast that she was like in a space that's not normal, like for like business growth kind of thing. It was in the anxiety space. And so I remember launching her show, and then all of a sudden, like thousands and thousands of downloads and thousands of downloads. I'm like, Emily, what the heck is she doing? And I was like, what? Watching like how she was like going so crazy successful really quickly versus someone that was a lot slower to get their footing. And what I realized she was doing was connecting so deeply with the audience that in her words, instead of like a, hey guys, how are you doing? This is what we're up to today. It was like, hey, last Christmas, I almost lost my cool because I was so struggling with anxiety. So she was bringing them right into like speaking directly to them. As you do too, David, you do this in a really great, great way of the episodes I've listened to. And so you're speaking on a level that their audience can relate to her in such a deeper way. And she wasn't trying to be the expert on the topic. She was trying to be the guide to help the listener become the hero in their journey. And I was like, that's the magic here. And then what she was doing is bringing them somewhere where they got to know her a little bit deeper on a video. And then she was bringing them to a live something conversation. Cause you know, if you go from podcast to like a call, that seems to be like from like high to getting married with someone too quickly. And so you got to ease them in. And so she was then offering them an opportunity to deepen the relationship with her, right away. It's like, hey, head over to this and we're going to do this together. And then I can help you get a win. And she's like, and then she just like DM me in the inbox on Instagram. And so she became someone that was like super real, raw, but the audience could relate to her in a really great way. That's just one example of a really cool thing that we've really kind of dissected her show a lot.
And what I heard there was that the relationship isn't necessarily with the guest that she's building, but with the audience. And then that there's a process, or you're Canadian, so process that you follow in order to build on that relationship, nurture that relationship, but not too fast.
Exactly. Now,
okay. So, obviously that's not going to apply to all of your other clients, and even attempting to, teach somebody how to be more direct or more vulnerable in front of the audience, it's not going to click with everybody. And so understanding that that's something that you can emulate if it's appropriate, but there's others. So I'm curious to hear some of the other ideas or gold that came out of your community that has been shared.
Yeah, for sure. Well, another great one is the follow-up. And I've taken to sharing in a lot of the speaking I do that the follow-up is the follow-up. And if you don't follow up, it's the big F you, right? No follow-up. It can be turned into something interesting, because when you come onto a relationship on an accelerated relationship through a podcast interview, you get to know someone pretty quickly. And then it's just like okay, then you never hear from them again, or you never talk to them again. It's kind of like a transactional kind of thing instead of a transformational relationship. So following up with someone and having some touch points, obviously the episode sharing is a really great first start. And that's what most people do. And although we book hundreds of guests on podcasts, and you wouldn't believe, David, how that's normal for us to follow up with someone and give some content for them to share out or about the episodes live. But so many hosts don't do that. So they're missing the opportunity to touch with the guest again and just catch up with them. Please share this out. We'll share this out on ours. And it's interesting that that's missed.
So actually to speak to that, just before you and I connected today to record this episode, I got an email from, I can't remember what, one of the podcast bulletin board, you know, guesting bulletin boards, from somebody whose name I kind of recognized. And I looked back and I realized that they had sent me the same message about a year ago, asking me to be a guest on their podcast, and that we had in fact recorded. And I looked back in my emails and all of the communications, found out that the episode had been published, but I found it. And now it's been added to my list of, you know, places where I've guested. But that happens a lot to me when I'm guesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I mean, I think that's just like so weird that you would not let the guests know that their episode is live so they can share it out, because they're going to be excited to share it out. This is them being showcased on a show. And here's another really cool something that came from our audience around podcast guesting. One of our clients, she came up with the idea of having all your podcast episodes and creating a Spotify playlist for all your episodes that you've been on as a guest. And I thought that was a great idea. I hadn't personally thought about doing that before. I was just putting them all in one place, and great, hoping that I was putting it out there somewhere, but actually creating a Spotify playlist so people can then, you can link it into your speaker one sheet, or you can link it into your website, wherever. I thought that was a pretty brilliant idea too.
The thing that I think we're talking about here is creating systems around your podcast, and systemization is something that I think a lot of marketing activities, and this is indeed a marketing activity for a lot of the use cases we've been discussing, often don't think about how to be consistent and predictable in what it is that you're building out. And so simply putting in a regular activity, a regular action to take, like following up. I have, you know, a VA who has a template, and they send something out, and, you know, we design something on Canva, and we, as I've already told you and my listeners, I like to streamline things. So I don't, you know, I don't ask for the guest headshot. I try to have as minimal work as possible, but make sure that we do something to stay in touch and build upon the relationship. I've also automated some of the things, and I imagine that automation, particularly around a podcast recording date or something, is something that you've built into the services that you provide for your clients, because it's going to be consistently applied every time they take an action. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how you build systems and consistency around podcasts?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important to have those systems because it will keep you more efficient. So I actually batch record all of my episodes and sometimes up to 7 or 8 in one day, so that I can have the rest of the month to do other things. And I have multiple podcasts, so that happens multiple times a month. And so for me, when I'm in the zone of like podcasting and recording podcasts, it just makes sense to have many in a row rather than go to coaching session to other things and in between. It just makes a lot of sense to have them in the row. So what we do in our team is we then send the file over. Our team then takes the episode. They're going to transcribe it. They're going to write the show notes. They're going to pull out all the great quotes that were said. They're going to create audiograms and videograms and social content. And we have a team that's able to do that for us. So then we can give our clients and our guests on the show all those assets to promote, but maybe not all at once. Some of our clients, they will do like at 30 days, hey, it's been 30 days. Here's another little image. Oh, hey, it's been 60 days. Nice to see you again. Here's another little image. We're re-promoting it. And I think like podcasters, we promote the episode once that's of the one that's weekly, the live one, and then or the current one. And then we forget about all the other ones that can be brought back up again. And someone maybe didn't see it 3 months ago and it would be relevant to bring it back up again. So every 3, 6, 9 months, they're bringing up these episodes again, which I think that's a really cool system to just keep repurposing and reconnecting with your audience.
I love the idea of, and you were talking about follow-up earlier, the idea of building out a system to have a reason to follow up. Oh, by the way, I sent you the image, but now we have the audiogram and you can use this as well. There are tools that you can, build out social media posts for a full, 6 months or 12 month campaign and just, the sort of set it and forget it kind of tools out there, that if, somebody is looking to do this sort of thing on their own, they can figure out a way to set that system up for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just will help you streamline everything that you're doing in your business. And you don't have to think about it. I mean, some of those emails can go out on an autoresponder even. I wanted to, say that I think it's interesting. I was interviewing someone and this was a conversation we were having. She's interviewed over 1,700 people in the last like 10 years on her show. And she said, out of those people, whenever someone asks her for like, who do you know that can speak? Or if she's putting together an event looking for speakers, or she's on a podcast and they're looking for more hosts, she goes to this database and this list of everyone she's had on her show. And that's the first place she looks for that becomes her referral network. And that becomes her people that she's now got a relationship with that she can refer on and invite to speak in other places. So just the building that up yourself, I think is so important, as you have that Rolodex of people that you've connected with. Sometimes we forget. having that as the go-to thing that you can bring up every once in a while when you need to find someone that's really good at SEO or someone that's awesome at marketing.
I like that idea. And I have not done what you've just described intentionally, but I've certainly had occasion where somebody has asked a question and I rack my brain, who do I know who's done X? And then I realize I've interviewed 1 or 2 or 5 people who have done that, and I now have that resource. So it's incredibly useful to keep records of those connections and to build upon them in whatever way you can. Hey, listen, I want to make sure that we have a moment or two to talk a little bit about your business, Amplify You, or Amplify the Amplify You Network, and all of the shows that you have and what you do. And so why don't we shift to that? And then I'm thinking, I haven't asked you this, but maybe we'll let our audience in on the conversation we're going to have after we officially end the recording.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So you can find a lot about shows. If you're looking for all sorts of great shows from entrepreneurs, you can check out amplifyunetwork.com. And it's really, we don't really have a great website because it's all referrals. And I just say, go check out our clients and check out their shows. And if you want to connect with us, fabulous. I've also got a free gift for you guys too. If you want to actually like make a podcast that and follow some of these systems, I've got that at amplifyu.com/blueprint, and it's a blueprint PDF and then a training that kind of goes over the podcast success blueprint. And this is some of the things that we've seen over the hundreds of episodes we have launched and manage on a regular basis. These are some of the things that we've seen has been as the keys to their success, of why they work and what makes them do so well, along with some of the things that we talked about already today. So if you're looking to get on shows as a podcast guest, we also have a podcast 100 challenge, which is super fun. It's a challenge where we're challenging people to get on 100 shows in the next year or so. And what that is going to do is change your business completely. Even if every show you go on has 1,000 listeners, that 1,000 listeners times 100 shows is a whole lot of people hearing all about what you do.
Wow, I love that. And I got to get into that challenge, I think.
Yeah.
Is there a separate link for that? And if so, we'll make sure to keep that on the show notes as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'll give you the link to that in sure. For the show notes, and it's a podcast 100 challenge.
Excellent.com, I'm assuming.
No, it's actually amplifyu.com /podcast 100 challenge.
Podcast 100 challenge. Perfect. All right. Well, we will get the blueprint and the podcast 100 challenge onto the show notes as well. Hey, Michelle Abraham, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And thanks for sharing some of the behind the scenes insights as well.
You're welcome, David. I've had lots of fun and it's been great to be here with your audience.
Indeed. Folks, you've been listening to More Perfect Marketing. If you're curious about podcasting, either as a host or as a guest, or you know somebody who is, please consider sharing this episode with them. Until next time, my name is David Baer, and you've been listening to More Perfect Marketing. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye. All right. I have not stopped the recording.
Uh-oh.
Because I thought, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but I love it.
we'll have a little chat. So,
great idea.
So I'm curious about the thing that you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. where you offer to do a testimonial. So it sounds like you have sort of a structure, not necessarily a script, but mm-hmm. something that you actually do right after the conversation. And I imagine you don't do it with everybody.
I do it with everybody. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't really have a lot of people that I don't feel like I could give them a testimonial for, because I've done a pretty good job of making sure that we have good guests on our show. Yep. And I'm usually pretty good at going on shows that are awesome. So what I would say normally, as if we're in the conversation here, I say, hey, David, that was awesome. I really enjoy being a guest on your show. I would love to give you a testimonial so we can send more people to your show your way. I'm happy to do that. Would that be something you'd like us to do or you'd like me to do?
And I would probably say, oh, shucks, that's awesome. I always forget to continue recording at this point. But yeah, I don't have a place to put it right now because I haven't thought about that. But yeah, let's capture it and then maybe I'll figure out what to do with it. So that probably gives you opportunity to give them advice on what to do with it too, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, a couple of things you could do is you could put it onto your website and you could post it on there. You can link it on your social media, share it out on social media. You could do all sorts of great things. And here is one of the reasons that I love doing this is because now I get to showcase you and say how great I had an experience being on your show and they should listen to your show. So it's going to send people to your show. It's like getting a little commercial for your show. And if you feel like you want to, you can also give me a testimonial back about being a guest if you like, if that's something that resonates with you. No pressure. If it doesn't, that's totally fine. But if you want, you can do that too. And what I'll do is I'll put it onto our website and I'll put it onto our social media. And so then we can showcase your podcast again on our platforms.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I think we should go ahead and do those if you want to do them now. Why don't we?
I love it. Okay, sounds good. So I can give you a testimonial first, and if I can record, that would be great. Then I'll record on mine. So I think if you make me co-host, so I'll record on mine, so you don't have to worry about sending it to me. And you're already recording, so I'll just give you yours. Yours will already be on your recording. So, why don't I go ahead first, and I will do your testimonial right now.
Brilliant.
Hello, it's Michelle Abraham from Amplify You. I just wanted to say I was just a guest on the More Perfect Marketing podcast with David Bearer. It was awesome. David asked great questions, and I have been a listener for a little while now, and I've been really picking up on these nuggets of amazing marketing content that I can now implement into my business. So not only have I become a great listener and fan, but I've also now just been a guest on his show, and it was so much fun. David's a great interviewer, and if you're looking for a podcast to listen to weekly, to just keep your mojo up on marketing and growing your business, I would highly recommend listening to More Perfect Marketing. And David is awesome host. So thanks so much, David, for having me.
Well, that was brilliant. And I'm not as polished as you at giving testimonials like that. So I'm going to wing it and see how mine comes out.
So I'm going to press record on my end too, so I can capture it too. And then that way you don't have to worry about sending it to me.
Great.
Okay, hold on one second. Are you able to make me co-host so I can?
You should be co-host now.
Okay, perfect. I see it right there. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I am recording. Go ahead. And actually, I'm going to actually turn my camera off so you can't see me. It is all you.
Right. Well, hello, it's David Bearer, the host of the More Perfect Marketing podcast, and I've just had the pleasure of interviewing Michelle Abraham, who was kind enough to give me a lot of insight into the world of podcasting and her business, where she's managing some amazing podcasts. And here's one of the things that I thought was really, really cool about the conversation we had, and the candor about the work that she's doing with all of her clients, is there is so much gold within her community of people learning something, and then Michelle and her team being able to take that and share it with her other clients and apply it in places that were appropriate. And so we got to dive into some of the specific use cases of the culture, the community, and the shared knowledge that they've built. And I couldn't be happier with the way the interview went, the kind of enthusiasm that Michelle has for the subject matter of podcasting and supporting the clients she's serving as well. And so, hey, if you're thinking about having Michelle as a guest on your podcast, I highly, highly recommend her.
That was fantastic, David. For someone that thinks that wasn't polished, that was perfect. I loved it. Thank you. So yeah, awesome. Brilliant. And one other thing I like to do after the interview is ask, how else can I support your show? Are you looking for more guests, or are you looking to be a guest on shows? How else can I help support you?
And, there's probably some stuff that you and I can do together. And that's a conversation that we're probably going to have after I stop recording.
Okay, sounds good. Just wanted to model what I'd normally say.
Beautiful. Well, I think that this was great extra innings content. And I thank you for playing along with me on this.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. Now you can put what you've learned here into practice when you join the free listener community at mpmcommunity.com. That's mpmcommunity.com. When you join today, you'll receive David's collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, plus additional business building training. So don't delay. Join us today at mpmcommunity.com. We can't wait to welcome you.